It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll find out why a new report shows over 20 counties have been left behind in the post-recession recovery here in Wisconsin.
First, it's time for our weekly look at the biggest stories in national politics.
More GOP leaders are calling out President Trump. High-profile Republicans like Senator John McCain, former President George W. Bush, and others have been critical of the president. But most recently, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake gave a passionate and blunt speech about why he wouldn't be running for re-election.
We were not made great as a country by indulging in or even exalting our worst impulses, turning against ourselves, glorifying in the things that divide us, and calling fake things true and true things fake. And we did not become the beacon of freedom in the darkest corners of the world by flouting our institutions and failing to understand just how hard won and vulnerable they are.
Amid the divisions, Republicans in Congress are trying to unite around a key priority of tax cuts. They're working on a tax bill that they hope to deliver to the president's desk by Christmas.
You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
Ginger Gibson is a correspondent for Reuters. She's with us to recap some of the week's top political stories. Ginger, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you make of Senator Flake's announcement that he is not running for re-election and this speech and then lots of interviews? Then he wrote an op-ed in The Washington Post. He is not being quiet as he leaves.
He's not going quietly is correct. It was pretty stunning, the speech he delivered on the Senate floor yesterday. We knew that he was going to have a difficult re-election campaign, that it was going to be very hard for him to return to the Senate for a second term. He was expecting to be primaried by conservatives in a state that, while divided Republican and Democrat, its Republicans tend to be quite conservative. There isn't a large moderate base there in Arizona. And so that was going to give him a very difficult fight. He said in making his announcement that he was unwilling to move his positions to the right in order to win support among his more conservative voters. And for that reason, he would not run for re-election, but he's not just going to go home. He was very critical of President Trump on the Senate floor. I must say, I've covered Washington for a while. I've covered Congress. I'm not sure I ever heard a speech that scathing on the Senate floor from a Republican directed at the previous Democratic president, Barack Obama, as we heard from Jeff Flake yesterday.
And you mentioned the idea of Jeff Flake moving to the right. I mean, he's pretty highly rated among conservative groups that rate senators and people in Congress. But this division in the Republican Party seems to be between conservatives of the past and then this more something new that Donald Trump has brought to the party and Steve Bannon.
That's true. Steve Bannon pushes this populist message. Jeff Flake is quite conservative. He ran a conservative think tank before he got elected. He has a long history of being involved with what most of us would call conservatives. However, we could look at his positions on immigration. He has been open and encouraged immigration reform. He represents a border state. That has been viewed very negatively by Donald Trump, by Steve Bannon, by some of this more populist movement. And he has been open to compromise, to working with the other side, to coming up with bipartisan solutions to some of the nation's problems. And folks like Steve Bannon and some of the more conservatives aren't willing to embrace bipartisanship. They think that they control both chambers of Congress and the White House and that they should do whatever they want and that if they can't make everyone go along, they should force them. And so his willingness to work across the aisle has become a liability for him in this primary.
Ginger Gibson is with us. She's a correspondent for Reuters. We're rounding up some of the top national political stories. Want to invite you to join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this kind of remarkable moment, a sitting Republican senator saying he's not running for re-election, criticizing the sitting Republican president, Jeff Flake, Senator Corker as well, along with comments from former President George W. Bush? If you are a Republican, a pro-Trump Republican or a never-Trumper, one of them in Wisconsin, love to hear your thoughts on what's going on here. You can join in at 800-642-1234. 1, 2, 3, 4. And Ginger, there's been some criticism of these senators for announcing their opposition and speaking out on President Trump and then resigning, not some people would say fighting the good fight by contesting another election. What are people saying about that?
There has been some criticism that if folks like Jeff Flake think that Donald Trump is so dangerous, saying yesterday that he's a threat to democracy, how could he leave Congress and not be there to fight him? I suspect that at least in Jeff Flake's situation, that this is not the last that we've heard from him. He was asked whether he could run for president in 2020. He did not answer those questions. And he has a long history of working in advocacy, working with think tanks, and would not be surprised if he tries to stay in the spotlight as a vocal critic of President Trump. But others asked, like Corker yesterday, about leaving Congress whenever he's ramping up this criticism, and he seemed to suggest that there would be others, in the chamber, in the legislature, that might be encouraged to take up that fight once he was gone. And neither one of those men are leaving this year. They have a whole entire year left in their terms.
And people who are staying in the Senate, that's who a lot of people are watching, people who are going to run for re-election, people with something to lose. Will they feel free to speak up if they're Republicans who are worried about Donald Trump, as Senator Flake and Senator Corker are? Is anybody really speaking up who does have something to lose?
We've heard some criticism from Susan Collins, the senator from Maine, who had talked about running for governor of Maine. But so far, those who are up for re-election have not been very critical. We know Ted Cruz, who's up in Texas, was very critical of Donald Trump on the campaign trail, seemed to go back away from some of that criticism once Donald Trump was the nominee and to stay away from it. But he would be another one to keep a close eye on, as someone who has previously been critical has argued that Donald Trump isn't a conservative and is up for re-election this cycle.
I want to move on to one of the big issues in the U.S. Senate in particular, the idea of overhauling the U.S. tax system. And now your organization was involved, I think, in a poll on this. What are people saying about what we know about the Republican tax plan?
We're finding that fewer than a third of Americans currently support the Trump tax plan. And that's basically the percentage of voters who would support almost anything that Trump proposed. Simply putting Trump's name on it is likely to get these people to approve this proposal. And that's because we're seeing folks concerned about the national debt increasing, about the deficit increasing, and about the possibility that it could raise taxes for some people. Our survey found that among Republicans, 63% said that deficit reduction should take priority over tax cuts for corporations, and 75% said deficit reduction should take priority over tax cuts for the wealthy. And that's not what we're seeing in the current plans being proposed. We're hearing arguments from folks like President Trump and his administration that cutting taxes is more important than the deficit, and that tax cuts to come even if they are going to mean more for the national debt.
We've got some callers now. We invited callers on Jeff Flake's announcement. I want to bring some of them on now. Joseph is with us in La Crosse. Joseph, hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, what do you think?
You know, I think in the dictionary next to the words self-serving and self-deception, there's a picture of Jeff Flake and the audio to his speech. I mean, this is a guy who's about to retire from Congress. Translation, will make more money a year in his retirement than most of us will make in 5 to 10. He gets to keep his war chest because he's been around long enough to be grandfathered in for most of those fun things. And instead of doing what he says all of us as good citizens should be, going out and fighting the good fight, he's about to retire from the not-so-good fight. So I'm calling him on that one.
Joseph, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Rob with us in Winona, Minnesota. Rob, hi.
Hi. I'm wondering why Jeff Flake doesn't consider a senatorial run in Arizona as an independent and hence won't be able to be out-primaried in the Republican primary.
Rob, thanks for that call. And Ginger, this idea has been bouncing around out there. It sounds like that is not something Jeff Flake is considering doing, running as an independent.
He very much feels he's a Republican and that he belongs to the Republican Party, and he's worried about the future of the Republican Party. But let's be clear, running as an independent would be likely a harder uphill battle than even winning the primary against conservatives. We would likely see the vote in Arizona divided, such that the Republican nominee and Jeff Flake would split the conservative vote and the Republican vote, where the likely Democratic nominee, Kristen Sinema, would win the Democratic vote. It would be very difficult to take a majority or maybe even a plurality in that situation.
Ginger, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Ginger Gibson. She's a correspondent for Reuters. We've been recapping some of the week's top stories in national politics. Stick around. There's more to come here on Central Time.